Good morning, welcome back. Today's daf is daf vav. So we got to the last five lines of Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes a brisa, Tanur Rabbanan Hamotzi Mechanus LePlatya. A person carries something from a store, a store is a Rishus Yachid, to a Platya, which is some type of street, which is considered a Rishus Rabbim. But he carries it derech stav. He carries it through an area which Rashi describes as a marketplace of some sort, a small area of buying stores, which is not a Rishus Yachid, but nor is it a Rishus Rabbim. It's a Karmelis. So you're carrying from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbin vis-a-vis a Karmelis. The Braisa says you're chai for doing so. Ben Azai poter. Ben Azai thinks one is not chai for doing so. Why you chai? So Rashi explains, chai hol v'lo amad b'stav lafush. Since you didn't take a break in the middle while going through the Karmelis, ein kan hanacha ela b'plati. The only hanacha took place at Rishus Rabbin. So there is an akira from Rishus Hayachid. There is a hanacha in Rishus Rabbin, and therefore you're chai. Ben Azai, Rashi explains here, Kesavar Mahalach Komidam. We're about to see in the Gemara that when a person is walking, that's considered a Hanacha, that's considered an Amida. So really, there is an Akira Rishus Yachid, a Hanacha and a Karmelis, which is not Chayiv Midaraisa, and then there's another Akira in the Karmelis, and another Hanacha in Rishus Rabin, that is not Chayiv Midaraisa. You need an Akira and Hanacha from Rishus Yachid directly into a Rishus Rabin. So the Gemara explains all this. The Gemara says, Ben Azai, Bishma Ben Azai, understanding why he holds that you're a potter, Kesavar Mahalech, Komidami, he holds when a person is walking, we view it as stopping, each step he takes is considered another Hanacha. Ela Rabbanan, Nihi Nami, the Kesavar Mahalech, Lav, Komidami. Granted, Rabbanan holds when a person's moving, that's not called an Amida, that's not called a Hanacha. So when are you ever chayiv? Why? Because every time the din of walking, Rashi explains here, the mipaske rishus achrisa mechayiv. When are you going to have when you go from another rishus to another rishus? Dilma lo chayiv rachman el b'motzi rishus yachid the rishus rabim behedyu. Maybe the din would be only when you walk directly from rishus rabim to rishus yachid are you chayiv. How does he know even if you're walking through a stav and through a karmel you're chayiv as well? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Safar, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochan, mi did the haver amavir chayfetz b'rishus rabim. There should be no difference than carrying in rishus rabim. There are two basic ways to be chayv hodsa. One is either going from one rishus to another rishus. Another way is by carrying an object, dal amos b'rishus rabim. So a person's carrying mavir chayfetz b'rishus rabim, hasam lav afagav the kama denokile v'azio pater. So kimanach lechayiv. So by rishus rabim, by carrying rishus rabim, as long as the person's continually to walk, he's pater. You need a hanacha. Once he stops, however, he's chayiv at that point for carrying dal amos rishus rabim. Hachanami lo shna. Here's no different. That while he's walking through, as Rashi explains here, midat havir mavir chayfet rishus rabim yosim dal amos. V'chokam edula manach lepater. So long as he doesn't stop, he's pater. V'chi and chay, when he rests, he's chayiv. Even though there's a lot of walking in between and all those steps he was potter from, in the end of the day, we look at the bookends. There was an Akira, and there was a Hanacha, and it took further than Dal Amos, you're chayiv here as well. There was an Akira in Rishus Yachid, and there was a Hanacha in Rishus Rabim, you're chayiv, even though it was broken up by a Karmelis. The Gemara says, this is not comparable, mi dami. Hasam kol heicha demanech le'makam chayiv. In Rishus Rabim, whenever you, wherever you, even though you stopped a long way further, but if you stopped earlier, he'd be chayiv there as well. Hacha here, when it comes to Rishus Yachid, to Rishus Rabim, with the karmas in between, imanichle b'stava, had he rested at the stav in the middle, that's makam paturi, he would be potter. So it's not a comparable case, while in Rishus Rabim, all the times, all the steps he walks, all considered makam chayiv. But here, by Rishus to Rishus, it's not true. There's a broken up area called the karmas. Ela Gemara says, I'll give you a good comparison. That when you carry something from point zero to the end point, dal amos, you're chayiv, and hasam afagav, lab afagav, di manichle besoch dal amos pater. Now, had he taken a break at the two amos point, he'd break up the different halichos, and he'd be pater, and yet if he walked straight to dal amos, he'd be chayiv. So again, kimanach le besof dal amos is chayiv. Hachanami lo shah here as well. If he stopped, then hachanami would be pot in the karmelis. But since he walks continuously from a shusha yachid to a shusha rabim, he's going to be chayiv. The Gemara says it's still not comparable to the case of dal amos b'shusha rabim. Midami, is it similar? Hasam over there, Lagavi had the high gavra makim patur. Who, granted, the guy who walks exactly down amos, for him, those down amos, less than down amos, are patur for him in particular. But lechuliyama makim chivu. But generally speaking, that's still Rosh Hasharabim. Anyone else who were to stop there from down amos away would be chayv. That's objectively considered a Rosh Hasharabim. Just for him, the rare technicality, he's patur because he walked less than down amos. But hacha lechuliyama makim patur. But the case of the stav, but the case of the karmas, that is objectively a makom patur. You can't compare it to the case of dal amos b'rishus harabim. El Gemara says midi dehavi amotzi b'rishus yochid b'rishus harabim derech tzidei b'rishus harabim. The person carries from b'rishus yochid and he ends up in b'rishus harabim, but along the way he schleps it along the way on the side of b'rishus harabim called tzidei b'rishus harabim, which is a machlokas whether or not what the din of that is. That's compared to b'rishus harabim or not b'rishus harabim. But if a guy passes through there, hasam lav afagav di manich le tzidei b'rishus harabim pater. We paskin that if he were to stop there, bun hold Tzidei Rosh Hasharabim is not Rosh Hasharabim. So if he stops in Tzidei Rosh Hasharabim, he's patur. But if he walks through it and ends up in Rosh Hasharabim, he's chayiv. Here as well, v'chimanech le Rosh Hasharabim, he's chayiv. Hachanami loshna. If he stops in the stav in Echanami, he's patur. But if since he continued to walk to Rosh Hasharabim, he's chayiv, just like walking through Tzidei Rosh Hasharabim. So maskiv la repapa hanich le rabban. That makes sense to rabban. The Amri Tidei Rosh Hasharabim lav Rosh Hasharabim dummy. That's like Rabban who hold that the sign of Rosh Hasharabim isn't like a Rosh Hasharabim itself. So that's a good comparison. Ela Rebbe Eliezer, Damar Tidei Rosh Hasharabim is Rosh Hasharabim dummy. That the extension, the annex to Rosh Hasharabim is like Rosh Hasharabim itself. Ma'ik Lameira, what's the model for our case of Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim with the stav in between? So Amar Rav Acha Berei the Rav Ika Amor Dishmasle the Rav Elazar Tamar Tidei Rosh Hasharabim Rosh Hasharabim Dami Heich Deleka Chifufa. That's true. When does Rabbi Elazar say that the annex to Rosh Hasharabim is like the Rosh Hasharabim? When there's no Chifufa, where there's no like poles, Rashi says, or little beams blocking off. You know, on the street sometimes they have like little blocks or in front of the shuls nowadays for safety. There's little metal barriers or little poles coming out of the ground. So that seems to be what Rashi is describing here. If there are no poles, so Rosh Hasharabim could overflow into the side. That's why it's considered an extension of Rosh Hasharabim. Aval heicha deika chifufe. When you have those types of poles blocking off the rabim to the side of the street, mishmasle, does he hold it still has a dinah of Rosh Hasharabim? Hilkach l'hadamya, therefore it's similar to a case of tzidei Rosh Hasharabim with chafifi, with these poles, and that everyone would agree it's not Rosh Hasharabim, and yet one who passes through that area from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim would be chayiv, so too by the case of walking through the stav. The Gemara now says, there is interesting Tosin actually here. I spoke about this on All Daf today, about flying an airplane and having to say Birchas HaGomel afterwards. So according to Ramosha, he felt that no matter where a person flies, over the water, over land, no matter how far, in the same country, out of the country, he thinks one always says the Birchas HaGomel afterwards, because by definition, the plane is dangerous. He compares a plane to a boat. A boat's on the water, but it's not a din in the water, he says. It's a din that's not on land. So even though the boat, even though the plane isn't on the water, it's not on land. Anything that's not on the land, any type of transportation not on land, he felt was considered, requires Birchas HaGomel. And he says, secondly, Ramosha Mishra Berurah says, the reason why the walking through the water and walking through the desert were examples brought down that you have to say Birchas HaGomel is because they're very common. Flying on an airplane is very common nowadays, and therefore it does warrant a Birchas HaGomel, regardless of what you're flying over. The Minhag, many, many poskim say that, no, the practice is only to say it when traveling over seas, over the water. Why? What's the difference over the water versus land? So the understanding is based on this Tosos. Some point out, Tosos writes, Dima Maskel Hosam, Kol Heicha Demanich Le Mokum Chiyavu, Umoti Moshe Mavir Dal Amos Rosh Hasharabim, person who's carrying something in Rosh Hasharabim, Derech Lemala Miyud. He's chayv, that he's holding above Yud. Now, even though we learned Rosh Hasharabim only extends to Yud Tvachim, Lemala Min Sarah is not Rosh Hasharabim, so if I'm carrying something above Yud Tvachim, I shouldn't be chayv. That's not Malkum Rosh Hasharabim. So Tos explains, Avagav, do you have a manich le Lemala Mi Asarah? Even though, let's say, we would place it somewhere above 10 Tvachim, I would be potter. But right now, I'm not placing on top of anything. There's nothing holding it up. It can't just hover in the air. Become Malkum Tachta, but Malkum Shemhalech, Malkum Chivu. But below is Rosh Hasharabim. So here as well, even though the airplane's flying above, since below it is the water, it's as if you're traveling over the water and that's where you're chayav. But if you're traveling on the land, so even though it's in the air, it's considered bayabasha, not required to say Birchas HaGomel. If one were to be traveling on a plane over a desert, seemingly the same logic would apply that we view it as being in the desert, and one would also have to say Birchas HaGomel. But if a person's traveling directly over yabasha, there is no need to say Birchas HaGomel according to many poskim. Now, back to the Gemara. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moda ben Azai, agrees, Bezorik, when it comes to throwing. So what does that mean? Rashi explains, Bezorik mechanus leplatia derech stav dechayv. If you throw from the store and into the street, the Rishis Rabbim, even though it passes over Carmelis, Yechayv dehalo nach beKarmelis mida, because it didn't stop there. Even though normally ben Azai holds that if you walk through a Carmelis, your potter, if you throw it, there he agrees, you'd be chayv. And Tani Nami Hach, the writer says the same thing. Hamotzi mechanis leplatia derech stav, chayv. Echad hamotzi vechad hamachnis, whether you're bringing it out, whether you're bringing it in. Vechad hazorik, vechad hamoshi, whether you're throwing it, whether you're extending it. Benazi omer hamotzi vamachnis pater. But when it comes to Moshe vizorik, when you extend it, when you throw it over, there, Benazi agrees, one is chayv. So Tani Rabbanan, the writer presents a very fundamental bryce in understanding the different reshuyos of the Hilchos Shabbos. There's L'Shabbos, Rishis Yachad, Rishis Rabim, Karmelis, Umakum, Patur. These are the four different areas, and the Gemara is going to explain all of them. Now, before he goes to explain each of them, Tosfos asks, shouldn't there be a fifth case? Arba Rishus L'Shabbos, Tosfos asks, Kashi L'Rajba. Lisnei Chamisha Rishus, there are really five domains. The Ha, Karpef, Yosir, Mibes, Sasayim, Shlohukaf, Lidir. You have a large area, a large outside area that has no ceiling, wasn't meant for living space, and it was surrounded, it was fenced, but it wasn't fenced with the intention of living. Hazarik Mirshus Rabim Liftochav. You throw into it, Oipcho, you throw from it outside your chai, because Midaraisa, we'll see in Amud Beis, this is actually viewed as a Rishus HaYachid, and even though it's Rishus HaYachid, and going from Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa, Yachayv, Ein Metalton Bo El Dal Amos, but still, we view it at a Derabban level as a Rishus Rabim, that you can't walk more than Dal Amos. So is it Rishus HaYachid, or it's Rishus Rabim? We have a Chumras on both ends, so this should be a fifth category. And Tosfos answers, V'yei Shomer Dahahi, Rishus HaYachid Gamer. When it comes to Karpets, it's really Mamash Rishus HaYachid, El Bedal Gummer, Elo the Inan Dane Matalton Bo Elo Bedal Amos, that which you can carry more than Dal Amos, Sahu or Karmelis, they made that din of carrying like a Karmelis. Bare Kvar Shana Rishis Yachid, but Karmelis. We already taught the din of a Karmelis, and we also taught the din of a Rishis Yachid, so you don't have to teach a fifth case, because this is really a hybrid of the two cases that we already addressed. Now, in terms of the term Karmelis, what is a Karmelis? We'll see what it means in a second, but Karmelis is some type of hybrid as well between Rishis Yachid and Rishis Rabim. So Tosfos points out, Yushalmi Berei Shabbos, the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, Yushalmi says, Tani Rabbi Chiya, Karmel, what's Karmel? To passing the Torah, Rach Umali Lolach V'lo Yavesh, it's somewhere in the middle. It's not hard, it's not liquid, it's some type of mixture, it's mushy of some sort, it's a between a solid and a liquid, El Abayin, it's somewhere in between, Hachanami Karmelis, ain't a low Kirishis Yachid, V'lo Kirishis Rabim. Karmelis is neither one, it's somewhere in between. It's a hybrid of both them, and hence the name Karmelis. So what are the four different definitions of the Rishuyo? So the Gemara explains, V'ezehi Rishus HaYachid, it's a charich shi amuk yud v'rachav dalet. If it's a ditch that is 10 tvachim deep, and 4x4 tvachim wide and long, v'chein geder shu gavor yud, or it's a fence, the round area that's 10 tvachim high, rachav dalet, and it's the width of 4x4 tvachim. So the din here is that that's the definition of Rishus HaYachid. So then it says, Zuhi Rishus HaYachid Gemur. Then the Gemara says, Ezi Rishus Rabim, a Siratya, which is some type of highway between cities, and Platya Gedola, a large street in a city, and maybe an area of a marketplace, the center of the town. Mavos, different types of streets that are 16 amos wide. Mufulashim that go from area to area. Mufulashim is a big discussion. The post came how to define it. Zuhi Rishus Rabim Gemura. Now, part of the definitions are 16 amos wide. The basic understanding is that the Rishus Rabim must be 16 amos wide. There is a sheet of Rashi and Ervin and Tosus on Amud Beis. We'll get to it when we get to it. That says you need 600,000 people, which makes it very hard to have a Rishus Rabim Bizman Azeh. But Mishabura does quote that there are many who are machmir, that 16 amos is sufficient to define something as Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara then says, even though the Olam is very makel, the Mishabura does say, he does recommend those should be machmir, but it seems in practice those are very, very makel. So the Gemara then says, Ein motzim Rishus HaYachid, zu Rishus HaRabim zu. You can't go from Rishus HaYachid like Rishus HaRabim as we know already. It's a Aser HaChnasa and Hotzah Arsa. The Ein Machnisim Rishus HaRabim zu Rishus HaYachid zu. So vice versa as well. Vim Hotzi V'Hichnas, the person does take out of the house to the public domain or into the house from the public domain. If he does it with Shogig, he's Chayv Chatas. If he does it with Mezi, he's Onish Karis. And if they're Edim, then he gets Niska, he gets Skila. So that's Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. Those are definitions on the Deraisa level. Aval Yam, when it comes to the water, a body of water, or Bika, some type of area, fields, a valley that is not surrounded by walls. Vistavnis, which is an area where people would gather together, like a mall, an outdoor mall of some sort. People would buy and sell things. Vicarmelis, like we discussed. Eino, lo, kirishis rabim, lo, kirishis hayachid. It's neither one of these. Venosin, besocha, you can't carry within. We treat it like a rishis rabim on a derabanan level. But vimnasim, nasim, besocha, one does carry, it's pater because it's only a derabanan din. Vein motin, metochel, rishis rabim, lo, rishis rabim, lesocha. You can't carry from it to the other place. We treat it like rishis yachid. Vein machnisim, rishis yachid, letochel, lo, metochel, rishis yachid. We have all the chumras. We treat it both as a rishis rabim and rishis yachid all together. But since it's all derabanan, vim hotziv hechnis, if one does this, he is pater. Chatzeiro shel rabim, if you have a courtyard that are shared by many different houses, many different families, many different people, v'muvao she'enu mufulashim, or other alleyways that don't extend itself directly from Rishis Rabim to another Rishis Rabim, the din is, these things are eivor. You can make an eiv chatzeiros, which we'll discuss in greater length in Maseches Eiruvin, how to combine these things together, the mutarin, and then it's mutar to carry from one area to the other area. That's how a basic eiv works, that even though it's not Rishis Rabim, but they're different Rishiyos HaYachid, and therefore, even in Carmelis, you're able to create an Eruv to make it all one domain whereby you could carry from one place to the next. If no Eruv, if a person does not, if there's no Eruv, then it's Asur, it's Asur to carry within, it's Asur to carry from one Rishus to another Rishus. Adam Omid al Eskupa, a person standing right in front of the house, a little platform in front of the house, the din is Benotel Mibal HaBayis, he's allowed to take it from the Baal HaBayis, whose Rishus Yachid, he could place it on the Eskopia. And then v'chein v'nosin lo, and also he could give it to the Baal HaBayis as well. V'notam ani, a person stands there could take it from the ani. V'nosin lo, he could give it to the give to an ani. But because that area is considered, it's unclear. It's called a makam patur. Makam patur is an area that's not dal adal tzvachim. So, but it's not surrounded by walls. It's not rishus yachid. Doesn't have the full all the different dinim. So it's called makam patur. So makam patur is the opposite of karmas. Everything's mutter from it to the other, from rishus yachid to it, from rishus rabim to it. That's a makam patur. And bavad, but as long as a person doesn't play any games, bavad shelo yitol b'ba'abayis v'nosin la'ani, ani v'nosin la'ba'abayis. He can't play as a middleman, as using both kulas of taking from the ba'abayis and then handing it to the ani in the rishus rabim. Im natal v'nosin l'shlashon. If he did do it, he did all three sections from rishus yachid to the middleman and then to rishus rabim, or vice versa. These will all be patur because this is only a din derabanan. Achem, or when others say, iskupa mishameshes shtei rishus. It actually takes on its two different rishus. It depends on how it's being used. If bizman she pesach pasuch, if the door is open, klifrim dami, then it's viewed as being an extension of the house. It's called the rishus hayachid. She pesach na'ol, if the door is closed, it's viewed as klachut. It's viewed as outside, and it's an extension of rishus rabim. So it takes on this dinam midaraisa according to the achayim. Vimhaisa is kupa gavo asar uchaver arba. If this front to landing, the platform in front of the house is 10 tvachim high, has a wall 10 tvachim, or it has an area 4x4 tvachim, harezu rishus la'asbo, then it's considered its own rishus hayachid, independent of the house, independent of rishus rabim. So that's a very important b'risa for one to study to understand the different 4/5 possibly different rishios that exist when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. So Amar Mar, the Gemara quotes now from the above b'risa, Zuhi rishus hayachid. This is rishus hayachid. So the Mutemai, why is it emphasizing? We said, this is rishus hayachid. Then it repeats itself, and this is a rishus hayachid. It's coming to teach us something we didn't already know. What's it coming to teach us? The Gemara says, Lemute mai, lemute ha de Rabbi Yehuda, de sanya yeser al kein am Rabbi Yehuda, mi sheyesh al shnei batim, mi shnei tzidei rishus rabim. A person who has two houses on different sides of rishus rabim, so then what he should do is, ose lechem mikan v'lechem mikan, he should make a lechem on each side, o kor mikan v'kor mikan, or a beam on each side, v'nose v'nose b'emsa, and he carry in between. So we're not getting involved how to build Erevin so much, that's really reserved for Erevin, but it's going to have to be dealt with a little bit, as we go through the first parak and the later parak in the Masechet as well. But if you make a lechi on this side and or a korah on this side, a beam, different ways to create a mechitza mederaisa, so then you're able to make an erev even around the rishus rabim according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you look at Rashi in the top of Vav Amud Beis, Rashi says here lechem mikan b'shtei peos shel echem nebatim leheker ba'alma. A lechi is simply as a heker. The kasavah Rabbi Yehuda Beis mechitzas havi rishus rabim mederaisa. He holds all you really need is two walls. So you have two walls, you have two houses on each side. So you have a house here with a wall, and a house on the other side of the highway with another wall. Those are two walls, you don't need anything more. The lechi is simply to serve as a heker, that, this is surrounded by two walls, but in other areas of the highway, there where there are no two walls, you're not allowed to carry. So that's all the Yeshita Rabbi Yehuda. But comes along now of the Gemara says, Amru lo, the Chacham respond back, Ein ma'arvin reshus rabim. Bekach, you can't make an error around reshus rabim. That's not how it works. So that's not the same. If you have a reshus rabim, you have a place like perhaps Manhattan or Brooklyn areas where they're real reshus rabims, there's 600,000 people going through, unclear how to define the 600,000, how to calculate that. But either way, if there is really a reshus rabim, then you cannot make an error around the reshus rabim. That's the Chacham's response. The Gemara then says, "By my karle gemura." So how come it says Rishis Rabim gemura when the Brisa had said all the different rishios? It had said that again. We call it Rishis Yachid. Why is it called Rishis Yachid? To tell me that we have to have three or four walls to create a Rishis Yachid. While according to Rabbi Yehuda says you only need two walls, we're saying no. This is a Rishis Yachid with the three or four walls, but not the position of Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara asks, well, how come it says Rishis Yachid Gemura? This is a complete Rishis Yachid. What's Gemura coming to teach us? What's coming to teach? The Gemara says that my karle Gemura ma'od desema ki pligi rabbanan led the Yehuda de lo havi Rishis Yachid hani mila de talto. Maybe we argue when the rabbanan say we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda shita when there are two walls only the gabe carrying about the zorik modila, but maybe to throw from one house to the other side of the highway to the other house. When there are two walls, maybe Zrika, maybe throwing would be permitted. Kamashlan that no, Rishis Yachid Gemur, you need three or four walls to create, to establish a Rishis Yachid, both for Tiltil and Zark. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kamashlan, seven lines down or so, narrow lines down, Gemur, Klomazuhi Shenigmuru, Minina Mechita Shalah. You need every side with the wall. You need four sides. So what comes out here from Rashi is he says you need four walls, four complete walls. And this, Rashash points out, is consistent with the sheet of the Rambam, that you need four complete walls as well. This does go against the Rashi, Maseches Erev, and Daf Yud Aleph and Rebbeis, and Yubeis and Rebbeis, who says all you really need, Medrash says really three walls. So, do you need four walls or three walls? And the Tosafos Chaim writes that it depends. If it's a place that people are actually living there, then three walls are sufficient. If it's a place that no one's living there, that's actually sufficient to simply have four walls. I'd rather you need four walls if no one's actually living there in order to establish a Rishus HaYachid. Back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says around six lines down from the top, the two dots, Amai, Omer Ma, rather, Zuhi Rishus Rabim. This is Rishus Rabim. Lemute Mai, what's this coming to exclude? Lemute Idach the Behuda, to exclude a different Rabbi Huda, like we excluded above Rishus Yachid from the Chiddush of Rabbi Huda. The word Rishus Rabim is excluding a different Chiddush of Rabbi Huda, the Tran. The Mishnah tells us that appears in Masech as Erevin, Rabbi Huda Omer, Im Hayasa Derech Rishus Rabim, Mafsakasan, Yisal Kenil Letzdadim. If, let's say, the Rishus Rabim is interrupting it, you move to the sides. What does it mean, you move to the sides? So Rashi explains here, Mafsakasan lepasi beiros comes to certain dinim. The Gemara in Erevin talks about the kilu chachamim mishum ole regalim bebor b'shus rabim v'bor atzma b'shus yachad shiamuka asara rach v'dalad v'memala mitocha meniach asvasachayv the kilu chachamim lasos dalad pasim beneim eser amos davi chalala b'shus yachad lemelos b'nebor. So what's happening here is when it came to the people ole regalim, they needed water to travel to stop. So now the bor itself is a b'shus yachad. It's 10 tefachim deep at least. It's 4x4 tefachim, width and length. So now the problem is when you bring it up to the ground level, now that's an area of Rishis Rabim potentially. The Rabim are traveling through. So they made Pasi Berim, which is like a little at the four corners, they made a little stick, and that was enough to create a mechitza. They were making for that making a mechitza, and you could draw the water up and place it on the ground and drink it in between those four little poles at the corners, outside the board. So now, Vakamar Behuda Rashi continues, Im Haisa Derek Rishis Rabim Mafsakasam, Yisal Kenabi Meneim. So the Rabim are passing right through the Pasi Birim, Bireos, Das Rabim Mevatle Mechita, they knock it out. So he says, you just move it off to the side. So the din here is that he holds that even though Rishis Rabim, even though there's a public group of people passing through, so you could move the Rabim to outside the Pasim. Because if not, when the Rabbim pass right through, they're going to be Mevata Mechitzas. So that's what the Rabbi Yehuda holds. If they were to walk straight through the Pasi Berios, it would ruin it. Chacham Omer Eino Tzach, you don't need to, because the passing through of a Hiluch Rabbim, passing through, it's not going to ruin it. And therefore, he thinks you could continue to have it. So we hold that still Rishis Rabbim, while Rabbi Yehuda says no, the Rishis Rabbim who walk through will be Mevatel Mechitzas. Fine. So the Gemara, this is about my Karle Gemura. So why do we call this a Rishis Rabbim Gemura? Idi the Tani Reisha Gemura. Since we use the word Gemura to describe Rishus Yachid. We want to be consistent. Tananami Seifa, where we use the same exact word. Gemara now says Vayter that Lachshav Nami Midbar. So why am I viewed Midbar? Why is the Midbar the desert not considered one of the examples given as Rishus Rabim? The Hatan, the Brisa says, Azi Rishus Rabim. What's the definition of a Rishus Rabim? Sratia Platia Gedola Muvas Mufulashim Va Midbar. So this Brisa mentions it, but the Brisa and Amr Alf didn't mention Midbar. Amr Abai says, Lo Kasha, that's not a contradiction. Kan Bizman Shi Yisrael Shiruin Va Midbar Kan Bizman Hazeb. When the Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, so then there were 600,000 people walking through. But nowadays there are not 600,000 men, and therefore the Midbar maybe once was considered Rishus Rabim, but no longer. Rashi points out here, rather Tosa points out, Kam Bizman Shi Yisrael Shirin B'Midbar, Mashba Ketzas, it's a little bit implied here, says Tosa, the Eino Rishus Rabim, Ela Im Kein Mitzuyin Sham, Shishim Ribo Kimo B'Midbar. That's where the Tosa gets a definition of 600,000 men. Rabbi Yashav asks the question, how can we only go based on men? Granted, 600,000 men were the ones who were counted but by Machzis Shekel, but who says that's what we should be counting? There were many women, many children, many others who were old, many that were young, who were also there, but they were not part of the 600,000 men. There should be really 1.2 million, or whatever the number was exactly. Why is that the number? So that's the question they have on the number. And then the other question, how did you calculate it? Does it mean there are 600,000 people there at one given time, or that over the course of a day, 600,000 people pass through? So very unclear how to have this definition, how to apply the definition. Gemara now says the two dots, Amar Mar. Im hoti v'hichnis b'shogi chayv chatas, the person carries, if he doesn't accidentally, he's chayv chatas. If the mason, if he does it on purpose, he's onish karis. And if there are edim, v'nishkal gets skila for violating b'mason. So Gemara asks, v'shogi chayv chatas pshita, of course, we know. B'mason, onish karis, v'nishkal, it's rechle. You need to teach me that, no, we know if he was shogi, he's chayv chatas, that's obvious. We have to teach the chiddush, if it's b'mason, there's a karis and there's a skila. Gemara says, honami pshitile, this is also obvious. Hakmash lankidrav drav, damarav, masasi megillah starm. He found Megillah Starm, a hidden manuscript. Rashi, why was it hidden? Because we know Torah Shabbat Pen, at a certain point, wasn't allowed to be written. So he writes some notes, some chidushim, that he didn't want to forget from the base manuscript, but he didn't want to publicize it because it's also to write Torah Shabbat Pen, b'chsav. So he found, he uncovered a hidden manuscript of Bei Rabbi Chiya. The Kasabah, in it, it says, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, he said, Avos Malachos, Arbaim Chas Achas, 40 minus 1, which of course is 39. Veinu Chayv Alachas, you only chayv one. Even though they're 39, you're only chayv for one malach. Gemara says, really, only chayv for one? The Eini, is that true? V'ha Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Avos Malachos, a Mem Chaser Achas, 39. V'avina Ba, Minyaner Lomeli, why does it need to account 39? I can count on my own. V'am Rav Yochanan, Sh'im Asa Kulan Bahel Ma'achas. If you do all of them at one shot, chayv al Kla'achas V'acha Achas. You chayv for each one, you chayv a total of 39 Malachos. So how could Isi Ben Yehuda be quoted as saying, you only chayv for one for doing all 39 of them? So Elo, the Gemara says, Eima Eina Chayv al Achas, man. So he says, on one of them, you're not chayv achatas. Meaning what? He had such a mesorah that although there are 39 malachas, one of the 39 malachas, you're actually not chayv achatas. Why? We don't know, but there's some mesorah it's not chayv. Now, which is the chayv, which is not? We're not really sure, but what we do know for sure is, that the hotzah are one of the things that we're not doubtful for. Hotzah is certainly one that you are chayv achatas, and that's what's being stressed here, im hotzi v'hichnis b'shogi chayv achatas, that this is certainly one you are chayv. The other 38, we're still not sure it's a suffix. So someone asked me the question today, so how is it possible that every single time a person violates mavir, mivashil, zorei, any mlacha, we don't know if this is something that warrants a chayv achatas, or it's the one we're not sure about. Maybe it doesn't chayv achatas. And wouldn't that be considered a hasra suffix? Whenever there's a hasra and you're a suffix, whether or not the outcome will be a mlacha or not, a is or not, we cannot give any punishment. So every mlacha outside of hotzah should really be hasra suffix. And that's true according to Isa ben Yehuda. I don't believe we hold like this. I believe we assume that all 39 mlachas are chayv chatas and are chayv karis and skila. Gemara now says, Amar Mar, aval yam, when it comes to a yam, a bika, a field, v'istav v'inas v'akarmelis, eino lo kirshas yachad, v'lo kirshas rabim. These areas are not rishas yachad, but nor are they rishas rabims. Gemara says, really, ubika, eino lo kirshas yachad, v'lo kirshas rabim, is that really true, that a valley is neither one? V'atzan, the Mishnah tells us, this is a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Taros. It says, habika, b'yimos hachame, in the summer months, rishas yachad l'shabbos, and rishas rabim l'tuma. When the rainy season, Rishus Yachid Lakan Lakan. Because in the rainy season, no one's going to walk through it. So, Lagabi Rishus Rabim, the way it works is Tuma, as long as there are three people there, makes it Rishus Rabim. But in the rainy season, people don't walk through there, so because things start to grow. In the summer, where things, when there's nothing growing in the summer, everything is dry, people trample through. So in the summer, so then it's Rosh Hashanah because three people are more walking through. Because the definition of Rosh Hashanah is based on Sota. That's the limit. It says Tuma, Nitma, Nitma by Sota. So just like Sota, we know Sota is only true if there's a Stira. If there's the wife and another man, that's Stira, but if it's another person, so then three people, that's already considered not Stira. That's Rosh Hashanah and Legabe Sota. And through Gzeir Shava, Nitma, Nitma, by Rosh Hashanah in general, we view this as a, when three people or more are there, it's called Rosh Hashanah. What's the relevance? So there's a klal that whenever there's a Safik Tuma, if it's in Rosh Hashanah, it's Tame. If the Safik Tumah is in Rosh Hashanah, then we say it's actually Tahor. So we have to know what's Rosh Hashanah, what's Rosh Hashanah. So we're learning from here that in the summer months, when nothing's grown there, everything's dry and dead, people walk there. So that's considered Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to Yom Moshiach Gesham, when things are raining and things are beginning to grow, people don't walk in the fields, people don't walk in the bikos, and therefore it's Rosh Hashanah, Legabei the Tumah. But with respect to Rosh Hashanah, rather with respect to Shabbos, in both statements, whether Yom Moshiach Hama, whether Yom Moshiach Shamim, it's considered a Rosh Hashanah clearly in the Gemara here. Amar Ula, Ula says, really, Olam Karmelis Havi. Really, it's a Karmelis. So, my Karle, Rosh Hashanah. So, why does the Mishnah describe a Bika as Rosh Hashanah? Levisha Eina Rosh Hashanah. It's just contrasting it to Rosh Hashanah, but it's not saying it's Dafka Rosh Hashanah. It's a Karmelis. So, whatever reason it didn't use the word Karmelis, it's just stressing it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Ravashi goes on to Daf Zayin Amun Alpha that the Gemara says Kigon to Islay Mechitos. It's a situation where there are Mechitos here. The Gemara Rashi writes on top here that Kigon to Islay Mechitos Vashmina and Daf Agav De Kefa Yesemi Beis Hasayim for Hukaf Ladira Shame Beis Hasamech La Kodem Hekef Lina Tilta Latocha Havi Karmelis Kedamim Be'ervin that you can't carry in this. The Din is telling us here that if you have a Bika, that if there are walls surrounding it, so then it would be considered Rosh Hashanah. Now, even though we said above that you can't carry in a large area, that's like a karpef, still, midrash is considered Rosh Hashanah. And one who throws inside to it from Rosh Hashanah would be chayiv. V'chihad, the Gemara says, V'chihad, Amar Ula, Amar Yochan, a karpef, Yosem, Beis Hasayim. If you have this outside field that's bigger than that area of Beis Hasayim, Shlohukaf Ladira, if it wasn't surrounded for people to live there, so it's not really Rosh Hashanah, it would seem. And if it's the if it's a Vafilu Kor, the Vafilu Karaim, even though there are large areas and you can't carry inside of it, Midirbanan, Hazorik Latochus Chayiv. Because my time, a Mechitze, there really is a Mechitze. Even though it wasn't fenced with the intention of people living there, it was just a fence to protect it. In the end of the day, the very fact that it's a Mechitze, that renders this area Rishas Yachid and your Chiv all the various Chathos for going from it to a Rishas Rabin or from Rishas Rabin to it. Ella mechusaris diram, but since people are not living there in this area, we treat it with their bun as Rosh Hashanah, whereby if one were to carry, it's also to carry more than dal amos in the karpif. But if one were to carry, since it's only with their bunam, it would not lead to a chiv chatas. The Gemara then says, Bishma, I understand Rav Ashi lav amar kud ula, why Rav Ashi gave his answer, and he didn't hold like ula. So the Gemara again, Bishma Rav Ashi lamar kadula. Rashi explained kadula. There are mechita. Hayal lekros rishis yachid. There's a mechita there. Elish mechusaris dira lachach asur latalta midirbanim. V'had the katani rishis ram latuma kion sheish pesachem b'mechitosav nechim b'zu v'yotzim b'zu. Maybe Rav Ashi, who gave the first answer, rather Rashi gave the second answer that there are walls here. We understand why he didn't say like ula, because at the end of the day, ula says it's a karmelis, but the Mishnah calls it rishis yachid. How do you call Karmelis a Rosh Hashanah? That's why Rav Ashi said it must be where there are walls, where it really is a Rosh Hashanah. So how come Ula didn't say, remember Ula is the one who Rav Ashi brought Ula as his Raya when the Karpif is surrounded. So why does Ula himself not give the answer that he says by a Karpif? Why is my time alone Amar Kishmaisa? So Amalach, the Ula responds back, I islay mechitas bika karle karpifi. If it's a wall, the bika surrounded by a wall, that's not called a bika anymore. That's called a karpif. That's wrong terms being used. From the very fact that Mishnah calls it a bika, that by definition means that there are no walls. Rav Ashi, Rosh Hashanah Katani. But at the same time, if you're right, it should call it a karmelis, and yet it calls it Rosh Hashanah. So neither one is full proof. There's one word, Rosh Hashanah, indicates that there are walls, but the word bika is being used indicates that there are no walls. So this is the machlokas, and we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. We'll continue tomorrow.